And however the caucuses go this weekend in Washington, Michigan, and Maine, they will certainly be fodder for the Sunday morning political talk shows. And so we turn once again to the man who knows more about politics than anyone we know, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan also appears on Fox News Sunday, and he joins us every Friday to let us in on all the political chatter. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline. It's rainy here.
Oh, well, it's not here.
That's what I thought. That's why I gave
As usual.
Yeah.
First, President Bush on Meet the Press. Why is he agreeing to a Tim Russert grilling?
Well, the idea is that he's going to do all the Sunday morning talk shows in the course of this campaign year. But I think right now there is a real premium on getting the president out there. It's been a rough week for the White House in the aftermath of David Kaye saying that we were wrong, that the administration and all of the intelligence agencies were wrong about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. This week you've seen Secretary of State Powell, come out and say, maybe we would have come to a different conclusion about going to war. Then, of course, he quickly ratcheted back as the White House spanked him. And then you had Rumsfeld come out, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld come out and say, well, you know, it's not over yet. We could still find weapons. You never know where they might be hidden. And it just looks like and then the president said something like, you know, we still had a good reason to go into Iraq. It just looks so weak. And I think now they want to get the president out there to make a bold statement and to sort of, you know, pump up enthusiasm about what took place rather than be on the defensive.
And earlier we spoke with Don Gagne about the intelligence panel that the president is going to set up, and everyone's trying to figure out who's going to be on it. And I imagine everyone who's booking these shows this weekend is trying to get people who can talk about the commission.
Absolutely right. John McCain, the Arizona Senator Republican, is the prime get, as they say in the Sunday talk show business. But they're also looking at people like Dick Gephardt, who, of course, is in the news today for having endorsed John Kerry. But then you have people like Warren Rudman. There's so much talk around town about who might be on this commission. Brent Scowcroft, some of the old intelligence names from other administrations come up. But all of those people are trying to scarf them up to get them on, not only Face the Nation, but ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Fox News Sunday has John Edwards, and so John Edwards will be, you know, primed on the same subject. And, of course, Tim Russert at Meet the Press has the president.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be on Fox this Sunday talking with Senator John Edwards. What are you going to ask him?
Well, I think that Chris Wallace, the host, will be doing most of the talking, interviewing. But the questions obviously have to do with what takes place, what's possible for Edwards after this weekend with Michigan, Washington, and Maine likely going to John Kerry, with all the endorsements going to Kerry, not just Gephardt, but much of the union support that Gephardt had taken with him when he left the race is now going towards John Kerry. What is the chance for Edwards? He says he's going to try to focus on Tennessee and Virginia, two southern states, but already what you see is that John Kerry, in an attempt to snuff out Edwards, is putting money into advertising in Virginia, and that could create problems for him. If you look at the delegate count right now, it's really outsized. I mean, right now it's something like Kerry with 166 delegates, Edwards at 79, and that's second place. And if you add in superdelegates, it gets even more outrageous, and actually Dean is in second place with 121 behind 260 for Kerry.
Well, what about Howard Dean?
Howard Dean is the story, I'm going to tell you, Madeline. Everybody in town, everybody around the country as I run into them wants to know about Howard Dean. What happened? How can you have that much money, squander the money, but what happened to the organization, the votes? You know, Joe Trippi, his former campaign manager, said, well, it was murder-suicide in Iowa between Dean and Gephardt with those nasty commercials they were running about each other. But even after that, you had to wonder, did the rant play into it? Did his attitude play into it? How can he have not won a single primary or caucus at this point? He's now focused on Wisconsin on February 17th. By that time, we'll have 16 states that it will have taken place in some kind of primary contest. It just looks crazy at this point.
And he's saying if he doesn't win Wisconsin, he's out.
He's out. But I think that if you were a betting woman, Madeline, you would say that he's out right now.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks so much for that. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.